Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart Radio program, the show where we talk about life's problems that break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart Radio program, we will discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that God originally made us whole. I'm your host, Brother Prater. So glad that you all are able to join us. I hope that you all enjoyed your Sunday over in Dallas, where I'm at. It was raining, but yet and still, one of my ministers at church called rain liquid sunshine. And that's a perspective we all should look at. No matter if it's raining, even there is a need for rain. So just realize that even though it might have rained, you don't have to wash your car. God did it for you. You don't have to water the plants. God did it for you. So, like I said, I hope you enjoyed your Sunday. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to listen to the program. Feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. You can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnect my heart. Or you can go into our chat room, which is on our website. You can go into our chat room where you can leave your questions, comments, or even if you want to have your prayer requests left, you're welcome to leave that on there as well. Or even if you have a suggestion on future topics, you're welcome to leave that as well. I would like to say a huge hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church, where our pastor Otis Logan. We're at the corner of 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. If you're in the neighborhood, feel free to join us. Once again, thank each and every one of you all who are listening to this program. Thank you also for your continued love and support. I wanted to apologize. I don't know what happened, but I was having technical difficulties last week. And what I decided to do was, instead of making this episode where it was just myself only, I decided to go ahead and just discuss what I spoke about last week, speak about on this particular episode. But as I was preparing, all of a sudden, I lost connection. And I know that was the plan of the devil that wanted to keep this particular topic silent. But the devil is defeated. Even in the midst of this, we give him God the glory and honor, and there will be a testimony from this. So I just thank God for the opportunity to be before you all. And we're going to start with today's episode. My question, have you ever said something that you later regret? Pretty much all of us have. The most dangerous weapon a person can use is the word that comes out of their mouth. In the Bible, it says that there are life and death in the power of the tongue. In this episode, we're going to discuss the power of words, and the topic is called I Should Have Kept My Big Mouth Shut. I should have kept my big mouth shut. Like I said, each and every one of us, in some point of our life, we might have said something. We might have said something that we later regret. We could have said something even about ourselves. But just realizing that the words that comes out of our mouth are more than just words that are in the dictionary. These are seeds. Words are seeds. And if we understand the importance of what comes out of our mouth, then it will help us to be more responsible for us using such a deadly or life-giving tool. Let's talk about words. What are words? The words that we use comes from the 26 letters in the alphabet. And out of those 26 letters in the alphabet, we can use a combination of letters, no matter how small or how big that they may be. The dictionary have hundreds of thousands upon words based upon those 26 letters. And we have to understand words. Words are seeds. There was an old saying growing up. I used to hear the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, we come to later find out that that's incorrect. Words can not only hurt you, hurt someone, it can be deadly also. Even when we think about words, the power of words, which words are seeds, whether they're, like I said, sentence of death or sentence of life. We have to understand words are important. We have to understand words also have purpose. Words are crucial. And also, what I was saying earlier, words are something that we have to be very responsible of using. You think about when a person is about to learn how to drive, let's say a teenager taking driver's ed, the driving instructor wants that teenager, or even if it's an adult that's learning how to drive, they want them to know how to be a defensive driver, but also they want them to know the responsibility of using that type of machinery, because if they don't use it properly, they can hurt someone or hurt themselves. even looking at using a motorcycle. They often say a motorcycle is a lot of time misused, and then it causes an accident. And that's the same way we must look at pertaining to words. Words are important. And also, there's a responsibility in the words that you use. And if we can understand the importance of using particular words, then it helps us to understand that we can affect someone, good or bad. But it's not just pertaining to the words. We have to understand what we say. We have to understand when we say it, but also understand how we say it. Because you can say the right thing in the wrong time, and it will not be effective. The outcome will not be what you had planned. So we have to be responsible in not just what we say, but when we say it. But you can say the right thing in the right time, but in the wrong tone. Tone is also important. So if we want the outcome to be what we desire, then we have to be mindful on what we say, when we say it, but also how we say it. So understand words. Words are important, and words are life-giving or death-giving. And that can not just pertain to a physical death, but also an emotional death, even a spiritual death. So understand, words are important. Words are important, and also words are seeds. Words are seeds. So let's look at, now we understand what words are, and words have purpose. Words have significance. Now we understand what words are. Let's look at the words that we say to others. Think about what we say to others. And like I said, not just pertaining to the particular quote-unquote words, but also how we say it and when we say it. What we say to other people, a lot of time, even if it's the right thing, but sometimes we say it in the wrong timing and it's not the expected outcome that we desire. So what happened, even though we might have said something that might have been true, but we get upset because we say the right thing, but we say it in the wrong timing. And we have to understand there is a timing in everything. You can say the right thing, which is true, but you have to be prayerful to make sure that the timing is right. The setting, the scene is right for you to say what needs to be said. Because if not, there may be a confrontation. It could be a conflict, or it may not be received, what you say. What you say may not be received. So even though you can say the right thing, but if the timing is wrong, if the scene, if the atmosphere, if the environment is not right, then what you may say, even though it may be true, what you may say, it may backfire because it's not going to be received. It may be rejected. So looking at what we say to other people, like I said, I've heard so many people, and I've witnessed many times where people may have said something that might have been true, but because of the timing, and a lot of time we are so caught up in telling someone what needs to be done, or even like I said, telling someone something that may be true, but like I said, the atmosphere is not right. The atmosphere is not healthy. And like I said, what is said is not received, there may be a conflict, there might be a fight. There might be a rejection on what is said. And then because of truth being rejected, then the person that said it gets upset. And then one thing led to another. Now there's a disagreement, or there's something, there's discord. So we have to understand what we say to other people. We have to be first and foremost prayerful and asking God, okay, this is something that may be some type of truth that needs to be sent to this person. We have to ask God to help, first of all, help us to be able to give the person whatever information there is. Ask God to set the timing, but also in realizing what is said, the timing, but also the tone. Because when the right thing is said at the right time, but if it's in the wrong tone, it will not be received. Because what will happen? A person will not listen to what is said, even though the intentions may be good, but it's not going to be received. Why? Because they'll be so focused on the tone instead of the message, instead of what truth you may share, or what may be on your heart. So along with realizing the importance of the message, what needs to be said to that person, but also the timing and the tone. The tone is so important. A lot of time, there's an old saying that says you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. Even in the Bible, it tells us whatever we do, we always should do it in love. And if we can be honest with ourselves, we can remember when someone have shared something with us. When you think about someone that has shared something with you that might have been important, it might have been embarrassing. You think about someone spoke to you in love, spoke to you in a kind way, spoke to you in a kind tone. That made you feel that person cared. That also lets you know that the person was selfless. But when we disregard, well, how a person may feel because this is truth and all that, it makes us feel like they're selfish. It makes us feel like they really don't care about our feelings. They're not concerned. And we are supposed to be concerned about other people. So if there is something that needs to be said, not just what is said is important, but like I said, the timing, the environment, the tone is so important. So when you talk to a person, you want to make sure your main objective is making sure that the message that you give that person is received. So if you want that person to receive it, the best interest should not be upon yourself, but upon the other person. So that's why it's very important for us to be prayerful in the timing and the tone of what needs to be said to that person. So understanding when we speak to a person, even as a believer, and I will say this, now, it's our responsibility to be able to have the other person's best interest at heart as a believer, just like how Christ did. When Jesus Christ spoke to people, he always spoke to them in the right environment, the right timing, but also even in the right tone, even in their sin. He spoke to them in the right time and in the right tone. He always spoke in love. And that's why those who who he witnessed to or ministered to. Even when you look at the lady that had to multiple husbands, the woman at the well, he spoke to her, what? In love. Now, he said truth, but he said truth in the right time, but also he said it in love. But just because we are a Christian, even though what we may say may be true, but because of us being a Christian, that does not give us a license to just go and just talk to people in any kind of way. So we have to be responsible because, number one, we are not just supposed to be Christ-like, but we're Christ's representatives. Oftentimes, we are the only Bibles that people may read. So in order for us to be effective as ministers, because every believer is a minister, as Christians, regardless if it's evangelizing, witnessing, or even just sharing them pertaining to stuff at work, we have to be responsible in what we say, how we say it, and when we say it. What we say, how we say it, and when we say it. Because realizing that the devil wants to bring division. The devil wants to bring division amongst people. He wants to do it in the family. He wants to do it at the workplace. He also wants to do it within the church. And a lot of times, he'll bring division through a misunderstanding. Sometimes, when you are not having a person's full attention, which is very important, when you talk to a person, when there's no clarity, or sometimes a person may be distracted, when you don't have a person full attention, that person can interpret things in the wrong way. And when a person interprets things in the wrong way, then what happened? That message is not received. And then you thinking that everything is okay, and that person that received that message takes it out of context. Now there is a problem. And sometimes the person that said it never knows. That's why communication is very important. So realize that the devil want to bring division amongst people. So that's why it's very, very, very important for whatever a message that is said. And like I said, regardless if the message is something pertaining to ministry, work-related, home-related, whatever, family-related, it doesn't matter. Just realize the devil going to try any and every way to bring division, to bring some type of conflict, to bring some type of misunderstanding. So we have to be aware of that. So when we deal with people and when we talk to people, understanding what we say. Because like I said earlier, the Bible tells us that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. And many people have said things, hurtful things, and not realizing, or sometimes deliberately realizing, that what you said to that person, it might have assassinated their character. It might have killed them. Sometimes it may not kill physically, but on the other hand, sometimes words do or cause a fight. But realizing you may not kill a person physically with your words, but you can kill them emotionally, mentally, but also spiritually. A lot of time we look at abuse and we just look at the physical abuse, but you have to understand, and this is not condoning physical abuse. No, physical abuse is wrong. But just as bad as physical abuse is, verbal abuse is just as bad. Also, if you look at it, even as worse. At least with physical abuse, those wounds will heal. Those physical wounds will heal. But verbal abuse sticks to the mind, sticks to the heart, sticks to the soul of a person, the spirit of a person. And sometimes those wounds never heal. So we have to understand verbal abuse is harsh. Verbal abuse, it may take months, years, decades for a person to recover from that, if they recover at all. Verbal abuse tears a person's trust towards that person that said those words. Verbal abuse is something that a Band-Aid can't cure, can't help. Also, with verbal abuse, sometimes even saying I'm sorry does not help. Now, that person may forgive you for saying it to free them, but they may not forget. Sometimes you can say something and it will assassinate, it will tear down your character. A person may have the highest respect for you, but because of you saying something, some type of verbal abuse, because you're saying something that is so hurtful, you're deliberately saying something that's so hurtful, sometimes a person will not look at you in the same light anymore. Sometimes a person may look at you differently. Why? Because you said something that you deliberately tried to hurt a person, try to assassinate someone's character. Even saying something that you know that may hurt someone, when you deliberately try to hurt someone's feelings, you can actually damage that person. You can damage that person mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, but also, like I said, the image that that person, or the respect level that that person had towards you. So you have to understand, you have to be mindful of what you say to a person and understand that those words that you say, it may stick for the rest of their life. Matter of fact, some time ago, I've had this several times, I've had spoken to some people, not just kids, but also adults. And they've shared with me where their parents had told them that they regret that they were ever born. You think about it. You think about for your parent, your mother or your father, to tell you, I hate the day that you were born. I hate that you were ever born. Now, if anybody is looking for affirmation, if anybody is looking for a kind word, they would expect to hear from their mother or their father. But to have their own mother who gave birth to them to tell them, I hate that you were ever born, you think about the scar that their mother placed on that child or on that adult. You think about their father. You think about their father that tell their child, I hate that you're my child. Also think about this, and let's be very transparent. You think about the words that the baby mother says to the baby father. Let's think about the words that the baby father says to the baby's mother, and which I really didn't understand how someone, they have known each other, even if it was for a moment, then to have a baby, the result being a baby, and after the baby is born, sometime even before the baby is born, two people that were so intimate together, now they're fussing, now they're deliberately putting themselves down, putting each other down. And the baby father may be calling the baby mother out of her name, calling her all kind of names that God didn't create any human being to be called, and vice versa. The baby mother calling the biological father, oh, he just a sperm donor, or you'll never see your child. Just stuff like that, all that verbal abuse. That's not healthy. And not just for you to say that to other people, but you think about, for a person to say harsh words, think about what it does to your spirit. So when you think about the words that you say to other people, you can kill someone. You can kill someone right then and there without them even falling dead. But also you think about, even when you curse someone out, which I hope nobody on here listening, I hope they don't curse. But you think about profanity. A lot of times people use profanity because they don't know how to express themselves. So with profanity, all you need to do is just expand your vocabulary and give it to God. Most importantly, give it to God. But when it comes down to using those kind of words, that's not healthy. So we say about the words, we talk about the words that we say to others. But think about the words that you say about your situation. Think about the words that you say about your situation. The words that you say, it actually talks about what is your perspective of that situation. What your perspective may be will also become your outcome. So you have to look at, what do you see about that situation? A lot of times there are so many people that are so negative, even though it may be an uncomfortable situation. And this is with me. I look at things where, as crazy it may be, sometimes it may be harsh. But because of us being careful on what we say, even in the Bible, it tells us we have what we say. You have to understand, like I said, the power in the words. So even though it may be uncomfortable, I'm not going to say it's a bad situation. Why? Because number one, when you say bad about that situation, when you say bad, then you're going to anticipate, you're going to look for bad things to happen. You're going to look for a bad outcome. So look at, it may be something that you didn't desire, but speak those things as though they were, so they can become. So my thing, I always say uncomfortable. It may, to some people, it may be a bad situation, but in actuality, I look at it as an uncomfortable situation, but it's not going to be a bad thing, because when God comes to the scene, he's going to turn that uncomfortable situation to a comfortable situation. So think about, what is your perspective of that situation? And be mindful of what you say. I hear so many people, when they're in a situation, oh, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I just feel like I'm just going to die in this situation. Like I said, the Bible tells us we have what we say. So we have to be mindful on the words that come out of our mouth pertaining to that situation. And a lot of times when you say negative things, when good things happen, then you always make an excuse because you're looking forward to bad things happening, because that's all that you acknowledge. And some people, and I thought about this, some people, especially when they're negative minded, anything that happened good, they always try to twist it and make it look bad. It's just like somebody might give them a compliment. Oh, that's a nice shirt. Instead of them saying, well, thank you, they're going, oh, well, yeah, I had this since I was 5 years old. Oh, yeah, I found the thrift, so it ain't nothing. You know, just shut up and just say thank you. Learn to say thank you. Learn to receive a compliment. Learn to receive a kind word. And when you can receive a kind word, then it'll help you to start looking forward to kind words or kind words being said to you. But as long as you keep talking negative and being negative, all you're going to see are negative things, negative outcomes. Anticipate negativity. Matter of fact, there are some people that are superstitious. Matter of fact, I had somebody that was saying, Ashley told me, well, you know, if you break a mirror, that's 7 years bad luck. But you think about it. Anytime you wake up, it ain't bad luck. But people anticipate bad things. They say negative things. You know, black cat crossed your path. You got to turn around and go the other way. But what happened when you go the other way and there's another black cat on that path? So what do? Just stand still. No, but what if you got to go to work? What if you got to go to the bathroom? What if you got to go to the hospital? So you got to think about those things. A lot of things has been passed down. First of all, that ain't scriptural. Speak those things that God say. Speak what God say. Because why? Because we have the power and authority to speak God's word over any and every situation. So when we have those situations that come up in our lives, how do we see those situations? Do we see it as something that we're going to die in? Something that we would never get out of? Or do we see it as an opportunity for God to reveal or show himself strong in our lives pertaining to those situations? Look at those situations as an opportunity, because we often ask God to move. We often ask God to answer our prayers. We often ask God to do things, bless us. But when the opportunity comes for God to reveal himself, a lot of time we're so focused on the situation or the problem instead of the problem solver. So when problems come, when situations come, my daddy, well, it's in the Bible, it tells us to count it all joy. But my daddy said this when I was a kid, and it stuck with me. He said, there's always some good to come out of every situation, but it's our responsibility to look for that good. And when he told me that when I was a kid, then it actually changed my perspective of things. So when situations come, I always say it's a good thing. Even when I speak to people, when I counsel people, I've had many people tell me, well, you know, my girlfriend broke up with me or my boyfriend broke up with me. And my first response is always, that's a good thing. And then they look at me crazy. What do you mean it's a good thing? Sometimes I don't know at that moment, in that immediate moment, why it's a good thing. But when I begin to say that, it catches their attention. And oftentimes it catches my attention as well. And then next thing you know, God began to start revealing some positive things that came out of their situation. Somebody lost their job. And even though they might have lost their job, but we're talking about might have lost their job in a situation that it was out of their control. Something that they didn't cause upon themselves. So even if somebody lost their job, it's a good thing. What do you mean it's a good thing? Well, it might have been an opportunity for God to free you so you can be able to go somewhere else. Who knows? God might want to reveal himself or show himself in your situation pertaining to your employment. Sometimes God may want to free you from your job so you can get on your own career, get your own business. So we have to pray and ask God what his perspective of things. So that's why it's important for us to pray for God's will to be done in our life, because God has our best interests at heart. God knows what's best for us, even better than what we think we know for ourselves. So when situations occur, when situations come, look at it. It's a good thing. Even if you can't see that good thing, you say it, you vocalize it, you speak those words, you speak it into the atmosphere, and realize when you speak it in the atmosphere, you speak in God's word in that situation, and you speaking for God to reveal himself in that situation, about that situation, so that way you can see him show himself strong in your life. Because ultimately, when situations occur, there will be a testimony that come from it if we do it God's way. No matter what it is, I don't care if it's something that you did, something that people threw upon you. Like I said, even if you threw it upon yourself, no matter what the devil meant for evil, God can turn it for our good if we have God's perspective of things. If we use God's word. To have God's word, speak God's word in any and every situation in our life. So no longer speak defeat, because we are already victorious. Even before the fight starts, we're already victorious. But we have to speak God's word in every situation pertaining to our life. Also, I spoke about what words are. I spoke on the importance of the words we say to others. I said the importance of the words we say about our situation. The most important thing we have to think about, all of those are important, but the words that we say about ourselves. It's so many people that speak defeat over and in their life. So many people, they verbally abuse themselves. So many people, they speak more negative words, more hurtful words about themselves than other people say about them. Think about someone said to a child, the words you say about yourself, would you call the police and have that person arrested? Think about the words that you say about yourself. If a person looked in the mirror and repeated those words that they say about themselves, if they look in the mirror and say those words to themselves, you think about the depression that may come upon them because they say some hurtful words, some displeasing words about themselves. We have to think about the words, not just what other people say about us, what other people say to us, but think about the words that come out of our mouth that we allow in our ears. The words we say, the words we say about ourselves, it will influence how we think or how we feel about ourselves. It's very important to be mindful of the words you say about yourself. Sometimes when we're not doing our best, we may not be feeling our best. We may not be in a good situation or a comfortable situation. But you think about, the devil may want to have you in that situation for you to start giving up upon yourself, for you to start speaking defeat and speaking discouragement to yourself. So many people say damaging words about themselves. They don't have to worry about other people turning them down. They turn their own selves down. So think about what you say about yourself. Is what you say about yourself, is it the same thing that God says about who you are? is it the same thing that God says who you are? See, I want you to think about this. When you speak negative things about yourself, those things go into your brain. It goes into your spirit. And when you begin to start listening to those things that you say about yourself, when you say those things, don't you know, number one, you speak those words into the atmosphere, those words about yourself. And then what happened, the devil would set the scene for those people that speak those same kind of languages. He's going to center you around those kind of people. So you speaking negative, other people speaking negative about you, your whole environment is negative. And then you're going to be looking for negativity all around. So realize what you say about yourself. You should not verbally abuse yourself. And the bad part about it, when you go to even certain neighborhoods, you look in certain families, it's a cycle. We call it a generational curse, a cycle, whatever you want to call it. But you think about the damaging words that a parent says to their child, even cursing them out. And you watch that child grow up and they do that to their child. But you have to realize what you say, it can breed life and death. What you say, those negative words, those harsh words, those profane words, those words can stump your growth. It can stump your growth, like I said, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So you have to understand those words that we say, those words that we use, it help us to look forward to the future, good or bad. I want to share this with you. First of all, our words or our thoughts are based upon the words that we chose to put in the data bank in our mind. Our thoughts come from the words that we have chosen either out of our mouth or what we received from other people. And sometimes you can't control what a person says, or you can't control the area that you're in when negative words are said. Like myself, I work in the jail. There are areas where somebody can say whatever they want. It could be hurtful. It could be helpful. But it's my choice to be able to take that in and digest that into my spirit. There's an old saying that says, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop a bird from building a nest upon your head. So realizing you can't control other people, but you can control what you take in from other people. So it's important for us to really protect not just our mouth, but also what we take in our ears. I want to share this with you, what I was going to tell you earlier. You think about a millionaire. A millionaire is not a millionaire when he have $1 million. Think about this. A millionaire is not a millionaire when he have that money, because he can get that money and waste it. But he becomes a millionaire when he gets that mindset. See, the money is the results of his work based upon his words. So understanding what we say, if we hold on to what God said and what we say, if we recite God's word, then we can have the results of what we desire. I remember years ago, I was watching TV. Actually, it was American Bandstand. The host was Dick Clark. And they had this new artist on there. She put out her first album. And she sung her first single. And they interviewed her. And Dick Clark asked her a couple of questions. And she said she wants to rule the world. And she did. The artist was Madonna. Look at all the other people that might have been throughout history. Even though negative people said negative things or discouraging things to them, they didn't give up. But you think about each person that didn't give up, even when other people gave up on them, they were not going to give up upon themselves. They were not going to speak negative about themselves. Because remember this, you have to be your best supporter. You may not have the finances to be able to support yourself the way that you desire, but you have something that may be more valuable than money. And those are your words. Your words are seeds, like I said. Your words are seeds. You're at where you are today based upon the words that were said yesterday. Like I said, either what you said verbally or what somebody said that you took in. So you have to be, you have to have your guards, you have to have your shield, you have to have your armor on, not just to protect you from the wiles of the devil, but also from the devil's words. Regardless if it comes from the devil directly, where it comes from other people, or even if it comes from yourself. So you think about, what do you say to yourself? What do you say to other people? What do you say about your situation? Words are important. And you have to be very conscious. You have to be very responsible of the words that you say. Even in the Bible, it tells us that God said, let there be light, and light came. God said in Genesis, it says so much of what God said. And every time God said, it happened. And God has given us the same power and authority to use his words, to say his words. He has given us the responsibility on what we say. Even where it tells us, even in the model prayer, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What you allow on earth, God would allow in heaven. So realize, what do you say? What you prohibit on earth, God will prohibit in heaven. So realizing what you say is important. Like I said earlier, the Bible tells us you have what you say. So knowing that it is very, very, very crucial for us to understand what we say. Proverbs 21 and 23 tells us, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keep himself out of trouble. Also, realizing Proverbs 15 and 1 tells us a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Also realizing words. Psalms 141 and 3 says, set your guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Realize we have to keep our mouth from speaking evil. Speak those things that you desire. Speak those things. Speak what would God say about this situation? What would God say about that person? You may not see that person as no good, but you got to think about it. Number one, that's someone that God created. That might be somebody's child. That might be somebody's father. That might be somebody's mother. So we have to be mindful of what we say about other people and also what we say about ourselves. Like I said earlier, Proverbs 18:21 tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Also, Proverbs 15:4 tells us a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but a perverted in it breaks the spirit. And realize when we say hurtful words deliberately to people, we have to realize that God will hold us responsible for that person. So realize we have to be respectful and responsible for the words that we say. We are responsible and we are God's representatives. And like I said, even in ministering to people, just because you're giving someone God's word, we have to be prayerful. We have to be prayerful on what we say. Ask God, even if there's a conflict that you have with someone, ask God to set the scene. Ask God to first help you. Don't think about that other person first pertaining to God. I need you to help them. No, you pray and you ask God to help you first. And as you ask God to help you, then you ask God to set the scene, set the atmosphere. And then you pray for God to help that person. So we have to be responsible and have to be respectful when it comes down to using the words that God allows us to have. So if anything happened and that person loses fellowship, that person loses fellowship with God because of what we say, then we have to realize God gonna hold us responsible. But just know, God loves us and God wants us to be mindful of what we say, not just to other people, not just pertaining to the situation that we're in, but even about ourselves. So there are many scriptures that I can go on and go on pertaining to the words that we say. Even Psalm 37 and 30 tells us the mouth of the righteous utters wisdom and his tongue speaks justice. Excuse me. So, matter of fact, there was a song I remember growing up hearing that song, "If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory, victory shall be mine." So let's be mindful of what we say. Let's be mindful of what we say to others, what we say about other situations, but also what we say about ourselves, knowing that God wants us to speak as if he's standing right there or he's speaking about or to that person about that situation or even about yourself. So as we get ready to pray, if there's anyone that needs a particular prayer, you're welcome to send your prayer request. If there's anyone that is not saved, regardless if this is talking about watching your mouth or whatever, I will not allow this show go without us praying. Not just about what the episode is about, but also extending salvation. If there's someone that ain't saved, Jesus Christ died upon the cross for you. If someone who may have walked away from God, this is your opportunity to come back to him. Don't you know God is married to the backslider? Also realizing Jesus loved you and he died on the cross for you. So don't ever feel that because of your past or because of your situations that you might have been in, don't ever feel that you're disqualified from God's love and God's forgiveness. No, God wants to forgive you, but also you have to realize God wants you to forgive yourself and go to Him. Go to Him. Remember, Romans 10:9 tells us that thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe with your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If there's anyone that ain't saved, you just remember Romans 10:9 and accept what Jesus Christ did upon the cross. And as we get ready to pray, there's anyone else that may have situation that may be going on in their life, they want to just touch and agree that God come in and intervene. Even if someone who have been used to saying negative words to other people about their situation, even about themselves, we're going to be praying that God come in and help you to change your language. So realize this opportunity for all of us to pray for each other. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. You see the needs and the concerns of your children right now, God. We speak, God, that you come in and intervene right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done upon the cross, God. You died upon the cross, God, for all of us, God, and we thank you for it right now, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, that you help us, God, to be the men and ladies that you call for us to be right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we cast all of our cares upon you right now, God, because you care for us right now, God. Lord, we're speaking, God, that you help us, God, to be mindful of the words that we say, God. Help us, God, to live by your word right now, God. You have the ultimate word right now, God. And help us, God, to speak your word in any and every situation, God. Help us, God, to speak your word even about our situation, God. Even about other people, God. But also even about ourselves right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're speaking, God, for those who may not be saved, God, but Lord, who may have accepted you, God, even during this program, God, we thank you for them right now, God. God, we ask, Lord, to strengthen them, God. Send them around your word, God. But God, help them, God, and dispatch people, God, who will help them, who will minister them, God, who will help them, God, to understand who you are, God. And God, we're speaking, God, that you help them, God, and lead them to the proper church, God, that's gonna feed them, God, that's gonna love on them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And saying about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion right now. In the name of Jesus. And Satan, we tell you to take your hands off of God's people right now. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off the minds of God's people right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're speaking, God, for a testimony to come from this situation right now, God. And God, we hold on every prayer request right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're speaking, God, that you move right now, God, that you show yourself strong in this situation right now. In the name of Jesus, we're a testimony to come from this, God. And we thank you, Lord, for this success. We thank you, Lord, for restoring, God, fellowship, restoring the life, restoring the marriages right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're speaking, God, right now, God. There may be someone that may be grieving right now, God. We're speaking, God, that you comfort them right now, God. Be with them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Someone that may have feel like that they may have lost their way right now, God. Let them know that you are right there, God. You never left them right now, God. God, even during this transition, God, like I said, someone that may be grieving right now, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you comfort them. Be with them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of you all who tune in to this program. And like I said, I thank you all for even listening. I know that the devil did not want this particular episode to come out, but he is defeated. And we thank God for even allowing you all to listen to this program. Feel free to, if you all want to follow me, feel free to catch me on Facebook. On Facebook, I write daily devotions, and I'm on Facebook, Google Plus, on Yahoo, just about all the major social media outlets, or my website. You're welcome to go to my website, www.brotherprater.org. You will see my daily devotions. For those who don't have Facebook or Google Plus, you will see my daily devotions and also my upcoming events and my videos, personal appearances, also on my website, you can go onto the store section and you can be able to see or purchase my book, A Few Good Men, The Path to Godly Fatherhood. And that was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not to do so, and also to give single women a way to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or father to present or future children. Also, I am in a work on some more of the books coming up, and I'm praying, be praying for me. I'm praying that I'm finished with it by the end of the year, before the end of the year. So, like I said, I thank each and every one of you all who have tuned in, and I pray that you are blessed. And also remember this, for those who are for future tabs, my number is 516-453-9118. Once again, it's 516-453-9118. I thank each and every one of you all who listen to this program, and I pray that it have ministered to you. And like I said, appreciate each and every one of you all. Thank you all for listening to Reconnect My Heart radio program. Good night and God bless.